Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike McNally. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Schalke. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Schalke. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a pop-up towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper takes first base on ball four. Collins moves to second. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Witt moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Witt moves to third. Pip moves to second. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a line drive towards the mound. Blankenship can't make a play. That's a base hit. Witt scores. Pip scores. It's 2-0, Yankees. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Musel moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang strikes out. Schalk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Shang out. There goes Musel. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Musel scores. It's 3-0, Yankees. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk strikes out. 2 outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth, who is chasing the ball. Blankenship reaches third base with a triple. Sheely goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Yankees. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mulligan. Scott moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Schalke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Scott scores. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Yankees. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Witt bunts for a single. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Pipp takes first base on ball 4. Witt moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 0-1 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Witt moves to third. Pipp moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Witt scores. Pipp scores. Ruth moves to third. It's 6-1, Yankees. Ferdy Shupp now pitching. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Schalk to Collins covering second. The throw back to home, and Ruth is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-1 in the game. Mulligan bunts towards the mound. Schalke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulligan moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pipp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-1 in the game. Strunk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Falk is 0-1 in the game. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shealy hits a fly ball towards center. Witt settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Witt. Shealy moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shealy moves to third. Ferdy Shupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shupp is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schalke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalke is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schalke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. McNally moves to second. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Witt bunts towards the mound. Shupp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNally moves to third. Schalke moves to second. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pipp is called out on strikes. One out. Babe Ruth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shupp fields it and throws to home to get McNally. Schalke moves to third. Witt moves to second. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schalke scores. Witt scores. Ruth moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-1, Yankees. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-2 in the game. Strunk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNally hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Schottky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schottky is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schottky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a line drive into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferdy Shupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shupp is 0-for-1 in the game. Shupp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schock moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Witt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pipp bunts towards first. Shealy fields the ball and throws to Shupp covering. Safe. Witt moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a line drive into right field. Hooper picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hooper. Witt scores. Pip moves to third. Ruth moves to second. It's 9-1, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 6 RBIs. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pip tags and scores. One out. It's 10-1, Yankees. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-3 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Shang reaches second base with a double. Ruth scores. It's 11-1, Yankees. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into left field. Falk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Falk. Shang scores. Ward moves to second. It's 12-1, Yankees. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott bunts for a single. Ward moves to third. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shupp has Ward trapped. There's the throw to Mulligan and over to Schock, who tags Ward for the out. Scott moves to third. McNally moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Schocke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schocke is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schocke hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. McNally scores. It's 14-1, Yankees. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Schocke moves to second. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Pipp hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm McMillan now playing third base. Johnny Mitchell now playing shortstop. Chick Fuchter now playing second base. Fred Hoffman now catching. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-2, Yankees. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-3 in the game. Strunk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry Courtney now pitching. Yamyarian now catching. Hervey McClellan now playing second base. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 7 RBIs. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Musel moves to third. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sheely hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian takes first base on ball 4. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Yarian moves to second. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Yarian moves to third. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yarian scores. It's 14-3, Yankees. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Courtney moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Courtney moves to third. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Hoffman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Johnson out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Shockey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Shockey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles and a walk. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Pipp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mulligan takes first base on ball 4. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Mulligan moves to second. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Mulligan moves to third. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan strikes out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mulligan scores. Two outs. It's 14-4, Yankees. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-4 in the game. Strunk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Strunk moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Strunk moves to third. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-4 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.